Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday. Got some interesting stuff for you, including a tax question. Let's get to the first play. At the bottom of the screen, wide receiver Mike Brown had a tough day with the fumbles, but he also did some good things. And this is a good thing. When you're a wide receiver and got a one-on-one opportunity, the quarterback has to believe that he can make that throw and you can catch it. And if you can't, you have to become the defensive back, and he does exactly that against Waycross, Georgia native Leotis McKelvin, making sure that he does not make the interception. Good play, Mike Brown. He also did it in the end zone. Here he is matched up again against McKelvin. The ball's thrown inside. I know what Chad Henne's thinking. He's thinking back shoulder. Not a great throw, but what a great play by Mike Brown once again to give the Jaguars offense an opportunity at another down. I give quarterback Chad Henne a lot of credit. Tough as nails. And if you want to play quarterback, you've got to be able to take hits just like this. And Chad Henne took the hit, bounced right up, made a nice throw, actually, to Kerry Taylor. Nice grab by Kerry. He had the drop early and recovered. And Chad Henne, though, showed toughness and grit, because the very next play, they run the read option, and Chad Henne has to keep it. So imagine playing quarterback, getting whacked, and then the next play, you got to run it. And Chad was fearless on this play, and he got the first down. Bills running back C.J. Spiller from Union County High School in Lake Butler. Boy, this is a great play by Jason Babin. You see him? He's the right defensive end, and C.J. Spiller shows great speed. But how about the speed by Jason Babin running him down? I mean, this is a big-time play. And also, he draws the penalty. How many people thought that the penalty was on Jason Babin of some kind? I know I did. I mean, he had the ones earlier in the year. I mean, this negated an 18-yard run by C.J. Spiller because of the effort by Jason Babin. Continuing on with Jason Babin, he's the left defensive end here matched up against the tight end. He's got Dwayne Gross, the corner, sitting right to his outside. Babin's responsibility is that gap between the tackle and the tight end. And he does the Olay move. If you do the Olay move, you got to get back to that gap between the tackle and the tight end. Babin does a great job of doing it and finishing the play with speed. Jason Babin is getting better. Now, this is week 14 now, and he's not a young man. But he's playing like a young man. This is great effort once again by Jason Babin. Identifying this quick screen, turning and running, and making the play down the field on Fred Jackson. But I've also got to point out something that's kind of funny. How many times have you seen the films of guys that slide into second base and they slide too early and they fall short of the bag? Take a look at the right tackle, the Buffalo Bills, Eric Pierce. He ends up trying to cut Chris Przinski, and he falls short. But take a look at the little cheap shot there with the arm, and look at Przinski's reaction. What are you doing, man? Safety Winston Guy, the deep third player on this play, probably going to get fined for this hit on a defenseless receiver that was flagged in the game. But you know what? It's hard to play defensive back in the National Football League. What's he supposed to do? Not hit him? Probably so. I mean, that might be his only option, is to not hit the wide receiver at all. It's extremely difficult to play that position in the National Football League anymore. The days of Ronnie Lott and Steve Atwater, I think they're gone. Now, my question is this. If he gets fined and it gets payroll deducted by the National Football League, how do you treat that fine? Is it, you know, you don't declare it as income? Do you deduct it? Well, I went to the IRS website and take a look at this. Deducting business expenses. Business expenses are the cost of carrying on a trade or a business. Well, hey, look, if you're getting fined playing defensive back in the National Football League, to me, that's a business expense. Now go a little down further. To be deductible, a business expense must be both ordinary and necessary. Is that play not a perfect example of ordinary and necessary in the National Football League if you're going to play defensive back? Because if you don't do that, what's the coach going to say to you? Are you going to have a job? Interesting question for a certified public accountant. We need to get some opinions on this.